The Devil's Acre by Matthew Plampin, read by Lewis Hancock.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
People may differ about matters of opinion, or even about religion, but how can they differ about right and wrong? Right is right and wrong is wrong, and if a man cannot distinguish between them properly, he is either a fool or a rascal, that's all. George Bernard Shaw, Major Barbara, Act 1. I will tell nobody what I supply my arms for. If you want to buy, and say you will buy 10,000 of them, and will give me a fair price, you can have them today. Samuel Colt, from the Minutes of the Select Committee on Small Arms. Part 1. Bessborough Place. Colonel Colt was on his feet a good 5 seconds before the carriage had come to a halt, pulling open the door and leaping outside. A brisk spring wind was sucked into the vehicle like a mouthful of cold water, rushing underneath the seats, swirling through the hat racks and almost scattering Edward's sheaf of Colt documents across the floor. He tightened his grip on it, coolly shuffling the pile back into shape, and conducted a quick inventory. Something critical was missing. Looking around, he saw a finely made wooden case, slim and about 15 inches long, resting upon the narrow...